Good morning once again, everyone. Currently 72 degrees, warming up rather quickly and nicely here in downtown Wausau. I'm Chad Holmes from our Bull Falls Radio Studios on the corner of Washington Street and North 3rd Street in downtown Wausau. It is hour number two, the Monday edition of the Chad Holmes Show here on Bull Falls Radio, 98.9 and 1230, online at bullfallsradio.com, mobile devices and Alexa by searching WXCO, and on the Civic Media app, and again also online at Facebook at facebook.com. You have a video stream and on our Bull Falls Radio page, and you can also add your questions or comments. You can also call us or text us at 715-382-9297. That's 715-382-9297 to either call or text us and join in the conversation here on Bull Falls Radio. In fact, we did get a text just a little while ago, and from the 920 area code. The texter says, have always been a Democrat, was always planning on voting that way no matter who ran. I could never in good conscience vote for Trump, though there have been decent Republican candidates. Also adds, but I'm very happy to have not two very old white guys in 2024. And that actually is a good point. That's one aspect that we have seen over this election and the last election, where you have two candidates both in their 70s in 2020, and now you have a candidate in his upper 70s in Donald Trump, and you had until yesterday a candidate in his early 80s in President Biden. That is one aspect that is a good aspect for this country. We do need to have some younger voices. And in fact, Friday, when I had an opportunity to speak to David Crowley, the Milwaukee County executive, and I was very impressed. I'd never spoken to him previously. I'd never had a chance to have a one-on-one conversation. He was with us for a segment on Friday. And he's 38 years old. He is somebody that has already served in the state legislature. And then he, over the last 4 years, in fact, just over 4 years, he has been the Milwaukee County executive. Very impressive person. Very impressive younger person. And that's what we need, both in the state and in the country, is to have younger, talented individuals who have had different life experiences become leaders in this country. And I can see why people would be excited to have a bit of a different choice now, as opposed to having two folks who are, you know, again, who have been part of the political leadership of this country for decades. That now there's an opportunity to bring somebody in. And frankly, Kamala Harris, she came on the scene as a younger politician, but she'll be 60 years old by the time we get to Election Day. And that's the idea that somebody who is now 59 and who will be 60 on Election Day is actually a change for a much younger candidate says really almost all you have to say, because we have Absolutely. Such older candidates. So, again, I think that is actually a very good point made by our texter, that we do have now an opportunity to not have to vote for two very old white guys. And when you say the term very old, that's something, frankly, that's the truth. two very old gentlemen on the ballot up until yesterday. But it is one of the aspects of this race now that Democrats are going to have to be very aware of. That there's going to be potholes on the road to November. The Republicans, and especially the MAGAs, and especially the folks around Donald Trump and Donald Trump himself, are going to go after Kamala Harris very hard. And the Democrats have to be ready for that. And have to be able to counter quickly. Do not let lies hang out there in the public sphere. Because that's something that the MAGAs have done very, very effectively. Because they overwhelm with lies. You have to push back quickly. And also one aspect that I hope now that there has been a change in terms of the narrative for this election is that, and frankly, I'm going to put this maybe bluntly, now that the New York Times and CNN got their pound of flesh when it came to Joe Biden, maybe they can start looking a little bit more at the actual issues of this campaign. I'm not...
Like all of us should have been doing in the first place, but we choose not to
because it's easier
to just focus on the personality instead of the issues, because it's like, oh, well, this guy has a nice personality. He's confident. He seems like he has a plan. Yeah, I trust him. Okay, so what's the plan?
Well, the thing about it is it's this horse race mentality. And we got to get out of this horse race mentality and actually spend a little bit of time talking about Project 2025. Talk about now when Kamala Harris now gets out there, and she's scheduled to be in Milwaukee tomorrow, and I'm certain that civic media will be all over that visit, because we have one of our headquarters is down in the Milwaukee area, and I would not be surprised at all to see some of our programming be based again out of the Milwaukee area, with the Vice President Kamala Harris scheduled to be in Milwaukee tomorrow. And then even after yesterday's announcement, there was some talk, because will the Vice President change her schedule? But the last that I saw late yesterday was that the Vice President's office had said that she will still be coming to Milwaukee. Also, I got another text from Julian Wausau and said, just wanted to say I'm very excited about Harris for president, exclamation mark. This division did not start with the debate when Joe Biden ran the first time. He said he would be a bridge to the next generation, and many of us took him at his word. His administration has accomplished great things in his term, and we have younger people who are capable of continuing that at legacy with more energy. And that,
well
that,
said,
that is true as well. That is true as well. And,
well
and,
said.
And let me reiterate, or maybe say in a more clear way.
Go ahead.
Yesterday and today, I have some very definite sadness about the president not running. Again, because I do think I am somebody that does try to focus on the accomplishments. But at the same time, I have no hesitation in Kamala Harris. And as we move forward, I hope that, frankly, again, if somebody feels like they want to have their voice be heard in this process, feel free. But I do think that Kamala Harris for the Democratic Party is the best choice, because I do think that we have to acknowledge the role that African-American women especially had in saving our democracy 4 years ago. Because without the overwhelming vote for the Biden-Harris ticket in November of 2020, we would have seen a second Donald Trump term. I mean, and the president has said this recently. He said it, that African-American women saved our democracy. And for the Democratic Party to, especially after the president has given his endorsement of Kamala Harris, for the Democratic Party to overlook Kamala Harris would be a major mistake politically.
Absolutely.
And also, as I said, this is a person that does have a record of accomplishment that is very impressive.
She does.
And the thing is, One thing about her, in addition to her great intelligence and her record, is she, and this is something that on Saturday, Donald Trump actually mentioned again, talked about her laugh. I think the way that she comes across as such a personable human being, somebody that does, I think, bring a certain level of joy to what she does. I think this country is going to really appreciate that now that she runs as the nominal nominee of the Democratic Party for president.
Indeed.
I love the fact that she is willing to get out there and show some joy, because that's something that Donald Trump never does.
He never
does. Never shows joy in what he does.
He preys on people's fears, and that's why people look up to him, because he makes people afraid. He like he magnifies problems way out of proportions, and he promises that he's going to be the one to fix all these problems. And that's, I don't think it's a definite reason, but that's probably a possible reason why he has a lot of support.
And something we're going to do coming up
to think about
at the bottom of the hour, I'm going to go over some of the responses yesterday that were put out on social media after the announcement, both concerning the president stepping away from the run for the White House and also Kamala Harris jumping in after the endorsement as well. Compare some of the words that were put out by Democrats. And there used to be a time in a situation like this where you would have a little bit of class being shown. And Donald Trump put out a statement that was so devoid of class, which is to be expected, because he's never been somebody
that... At this point, it's not really surprising.
Right. He does not have the capability of lifting the rhetoric, lifting the spirit, I think, of our country as a whole.
He doesn't even try.
It was a classless statement, again, by Donald Trump and others within the Republican Party, with a few notable exceptions, which Mitt Romney was, I think, classy in his words. I think there were others as well, but way too many follow the lead of Donald Trump when it comes to just showing a complete lack of class and a lack of what do you call gravitas?
Humanity?
Humanity, but also just leadership qualities. But again, we will have more talking about the seismic shift. And it is a shift, both generationally, again, a chance for some history to be made. And there's going to be excitement because, again, this country has not had a female president.
No, it has not.
Should have had one in 2016, 2017, but we did not. Again, we saw what Donald Trump and the MAGAs did towards Hillary Clinton. Be prepared. Be prepared.
There's going to be a lot of backlash.
Well, from certain people that want to stay in the past.
Yeah.
And again,
some people who refuse to acknowledge that times are changing.
And also,
we can't go back to 1933. But
also,
or whatever they want.
But man or woman, black or white, Native American, whoever, Asian American, whatever it may be, it's about leadership. It's about intelligence. It's about experience. It's about a record of accomplishment. That is what it should be about. And frankly, Kamala Harris has a lot to run on compared to a guy like Donald Trump.
So indeed,
we'll have more. Chad Holmes Show, Bull Falls Radio, 98.9 and 1230, bullfallsradio.com, mobile devices, and Alexa by searching WXCO, and on the Civic Media app. 72 degrees right now in downtown Wausau, a bit of cloud cover out there, a little bit of sunshine as well, expecting highs into the lower 80s with a chance of some rain as we get later into the afternoon. Coming up in just a few minutes, I am going to respond to a few words put out by Chris Conley concerning President Joe Biden.
Oh, gosh.
And it caught my attention. And I have a few thoughts on Mr. Conley's judge. The fact that Mr. Chris Conley is judging on whether or not Joe Biden is not just whether or not he's a great president or not, but whether or not he's a great man. I got a few words, which we will discuss coming up in a few minutes. But I wanted to just have a quick update in terms of what's going on in sports, because some good news if you're a Green Bay Packer fan. Packers are getting their training camp underway. But also, they got some good news on the contractual front. No, not Jordan Love. There's been a lot of talk about Jordan Love signing a new contract to get into the contract extension. But another Packer who was in line to become a free agent after this coming season on the defensive side of the football, Kenny Clark. There have been already some rumbles on potential landing spots for Kenny Clark, including Minnesota, if he had become a free agent. The Vikings were already trying to figure out a way to get another former Packer over to Minneapolis. But Kenny Clark has reached a three-year extension with the Packers. Clark and the Packers reached a massive contract extension for $64 million over 3 years, according to a report published on Sunday by the NFL Network's Ian Rappaport. It will pay Clark $29 million for the 2024 season. So getting a big chunk of it early on will be Kenny Clark. He comes off a terrific 2023 season. He had 44 tackles, a career-high 7.5 sacks, 2 forced fumbles, 3 knockdown passes, and he earned his third Pro Bowl selection. But good news for the Packers as they do get Kenny Clark under contract for the next 3 years. Jordan Love, meantime, again, the hope was that before training camp would begin that the Packers would secure Jordan Love for a long-term contract. But right now, the talk's continuing, according to ESPN. The talks, according to the Total Sports Network, have been positive. But the deal is not considered close at this point as the Packers' training camp begins. So, good news on one front on the defensive side, but still some work to be done to get Jordan Love secured for the long-term future. Also, baseball-wise, the Brewers, after the All-Star break, a couple of nice wins over in Minneapolis. They beat the Twins in 12 innings on Saturday, and then yesterday, able to win a slugfest, 8-7. And the Brewers using the long ball again. 4 home runs in that game for Milwaukee. The Brewers got a home run in the 8th inning to get the victory. Reese Hoskins broke a tie with the 2-run home run in the 8th. Eric Haas hit 2 home runs, including a solo shot in the 9th that ultimately gave the Brewers their final victory margin. Jackson Churio also homered and had 3 RBI. So the Brewers now 15 games over 500, 57-42. They continue their road trip tonight, traveling to Wrigley Field, series with the Chicago Cubs. 7:05 first pitch tonight from Wrigley. And continuing their winning ways as well are the Wausau Woodchucks. They won a pair of games this weekend, defeating the Lakeshore Chinooks 5-4 on Saturday. And then again, the big bats were out for the Chucks yesterday, winning by a score of 15-6 at Athletic Park. The Woodchucks, just, boy, I mean, this is probably the best Woodchuck team that we've ever seen in more than 3 decades of Wisconsin, Wausau Woodchuck baseball. They had won the first half of the Great Lakes West Division by a game and a half over Madison, and they have continued and even been better so far in the second half, 15-4 in the second half of the season. And now the Woodchucks will get a little break because last week was the Major League Baseball All-Star Game. And now this week, the Northwoods League heads into their All-Star break starting today before their All-Star Game coming up tomorrow. But boy, very impressive stuff right now from the Wausau Woodchucks. Again, we know they're going to be in the playoffs already, and they're trying to keep that momentum in the second half. 15-4 so far. So Brewers doing well. The Woodchucks doing well. The Packers about to get underway. yesterday I was out there painting some lines over at Newman Catholic as they're getting ready for football. Wausau West getting ready for football. Marathon getting ready for football. Lots of good sports to look forward to as we get towards the the end of summer. We're not even close to the end of summer. We're still in July, but never too early to look forward towards football. The Packers will be playing their first preseason game coming up in, I think, about 2.5 to 3 weeks. High school football begins in August. So, again, a lot to look forward to for sports fans throughout central Wisconsin and the state of Wisconsin. And should be a lot of exciting baseball with the Woodchucks in the playoffs and the Brewers, knock on wood, heading towards the playoffs as well. So,
indeed.
And 9:27 is the time. Real fast. Yeah. I know we haven't even talked about it. Rehearsal continuing again tonight?
Yes, it is. This week we're getting into the we're kind of doing a more of the whole show, but not like full runs yet. But we're doing a few more scenes each night to kind of build on getting those lines and developing the characters. We do have an off book date, not this week, but next week was August 2nd. So next Friday will be our official off book date. So
very good.
Gotta make sure I'm ready by then.
Yeah, well, not a lot of time. I mean, middle of August, you'll be performing again outdoors, Shakespeare in the Park, basically.
Yep.
And
there's two shows.
Yeah, it's two shows.
It's at Stewart Park in Wausau, the 15th, 16th, and 17th of August. The Midsummer Night's Dream, the show for kids, will take place at 2 o'clock. And then the Taming of the Shrew will take place at 6 o'clock.
Very good. So we'll look forward to that. And said a lot of great stuff in August. And, of course, we got to add that to our list of things to look forward to as we get towards August as well. Hey, coming up, information update, news, weather, and sports. And then I'm going to come back and respond to the words of one Chris Conley.
Here we go.
Concerning the President of the United States and whether or not he's a great man or a good man. Coming from Chris Conley, it takes a lot of gall. A lot of gall, I'll say. But that's coming up here on WXCO. Chad Holmes Show, Bull Falls Radio, 98.9 and 1230. BullFallsRadio.com, mobile devices, and Alexa by searching WXCO and on the Civic Media app. And you can join us at Facebook.com and the Bull Falls Radio page. Make your comments, questions there. You can also give us a call or send us a text at 715-382-9297. Again, love to hear your thoughts on what has been happening in the last couple of days.
It's been a busy week.
It has certainly been. So we'd love to hear your voice or hear your comments through a text. And again, the number is both for a call or a text. 715-382-9297. Had a couple of good comments on the text line this morning, and we'd love to have even more and let your voice be heard. Before we go any further, there's one thing I shouldn't say the most, but one of the things that I can really, really gets under my skin is hypocrisy. And Chris Conley shows that very often. And if you're not familiar with Chris Conley, you're lucky. He is the operations manager. He is the guy who's on the air on WSAU radio just down the road, the far right radio station here in central Wisconsin. Guy who thinks that he and his cohort Meg Ellefson should be able to keep down the voices of people they don't think should be heard from in this community. And he is a guy that twice in the past 9 months to a year has been arrested for domestic violence, for assault. And coming up next week, he will be back in court for the latest of his arrests, which occurred back in early June. He was arrested last fall. Somehow the charges got dropped, apparently. And after spending a night in jail, he was returned to the airwaves immediately by his employers. And he has continued to pontificate about religion like he is some sort of religious savant. He continues to stand above everybody, talking down to them about issue after issue. And this morning, he decides to talk about whether or not Joe Biden is a great man or a great president. And the headline of his I'm not going to go into all the details on this Chris Conley commentary, but I will say that the headline of his commentary this morning is Conley commentary, not a great man nor a great president. And my first thought is, you can make your judgments on whether or not Joe Biden is a great man or a great president. People will have disagreements, and I think people can honestly disagree. But one thing I will not stand for here is for somebody like Chris Conley to be making any moral judgments on who or who is not a great person.
Mm-hmm.
Again, I said it a moment ago, twice in the last, 9 months or so, he has been arrested for domestic abuse, fourth degree sexual assault. And you would think after the first time where he fortunately apparently got away with it, that you would be, a little bit more careful. I've said to somebody recently, I find it not to be very difficult to avoid being arrested. And for somebody like Chris Conley, Mr. Conservative here in Central Wisconsin, you would think that he would find it even easier than I would to avoid being arrested. No. He got arrested last fall. Spent a night in jail. Saw the mugshot. Had that Chris Conley little smirk on his face. Returned to the airwaves immediately. Moved on like nothing happened. And then in early June, it happened again. He got arrested again. Again for domestic abuse. Again for fourth degree sexual assault. So this is a guy who has a hard time staying out of trouble. Has a hard time staying out of the courtrooms. And yet, he's telling you every Friday about how to live your life when it comes to religion. And every single day, he has this smug attitude about issues that those of us here in Central Wisconsin have to deal with. And today, he is trying to tell you whether or not he's trying to tell you that Joe Biden is not a great man or a good man. And Joe Biden is not a great president or a good president, according to Chris Conley. And during the course of his little commentary, he again shows a complete lack of class. And also, he doesn't call Donald Trump an authoritarian. He calls Joe Biden an authoritarian. He also says that when people talk about Donald Trump being a threat to democracy, that is a bunch of baloney too. That's what Conley says. That we've already gone through a Trump presidency. And he tries to say as well that there's a consensus among many voters that we're better off than we are now, which is garbage. But I'm not going to go into the weeds of it. I mean, if you care enough about what Chris Conley has to say, you can find his comments. But the point I want to make beyond any other is the hypocrisy of a guy that will be next week walking into the Marathon County courthouse, again, facing charges of domestic abuse and fourth degree sexual assault, judging anybody whether or not they're a good person or not. And again, the gall of the guy every week trying to act like he's some sort of religious savant and now trying to talk about whether or not Joe Biden is a good person or not. Why don't you look in the mirror first, Chris? And why don't you start to tell the truth a little bit more often on your radio program? And how about letting a few, even Republicans, get on your airwaves to talk about their candidacies for office? Because that is part of the job of being a radio station that is given a license by the Federal Communications Commission.
Seriously?
So, again, he's been on quite a roll lately. But today, the hypocrisy of it all really jumps out. So
you think that Biden is an authoritarian?
Yes, that's what he said.
Do you know
that he is
Trump's 2025 plan has?
I know.
I've seen it.
Yes.
You think it's okay for him to do all this if he gets reelected? You are living in a nut house.
All right, folks out there, am I being unfair to Chris? Do you agree with Chris that Joe Biden is not a good president or a good man? Any thoughts or comments on the news of the day? Again, you can join us by calling or texting us at 715-382-9297. That's 715-382-9297 to join us here on the program. Wanted to also let you hear about some of the comments made by Wisconsin politicians in the aftermath of the announcement that Joe Biden is dropping his bid for reelection. Tony Evers, I thought a very classy note. President Biden has been an extraordinary president, one of, if not the most well-accomplished presidents of my lifetime. He has led and guided us through some of the most tumultuous times in our nation's history, a ravaging pandemic and economic disaster, wars the world over, an insurrection and a near daily assault on basic tenets of our democracy and our more prized institutions. And he did it so all while delivering for the American people, enacting historic investments in our infrastructure, helping rebuild the middle class, working to reduce costs for working families and seniors, fighting against attacks on reproductive freedom, passing real solutions to the climate crisis, and so much more. President Biden is a leader who's always chosen unity over division, people over politics, selflessness over selfishness, and decency and respect over cruelty and retribution. And that's as evident today as it's been throughout each day of his decades of public service. I've been proud and honored to support him, and I'm incredibly grateful for all the work we've been able to do together. Thank you, President Biden. And then the governor added that President Biden's decision today does not change the fact that the choice remains clear this November. Donald Trump wants to be a dictator on day one. He is a dangerous threat to our democracy and our country, and he will enact a radical authoritarian agenda if he returns to the Oval Office. There is much work ahead of us, and Wisconsin Democrats and I will spend every moment of every day for the next, yesterday was 107 days, now it's 106 days, working to defeat him. Tammy Baldwin said, it's been an honor to work with Joe Biden to deliver real, meaningful change for working Wisconsinites across our state. Today, seniors are paying less for their prescription drugs. Our state has been put to work rebuilding our infrastructure, and millions of Wisconsinites with pre-existing conditions have health care coverage because of the work we have done together. Throughout all that work, I've been inspired by his decency, integrity, and dedication to service, and I'm deeply grateful for that. Thank you, President Biden. She also added that she is all in on Kamala Harris as the next president of the United States. Also, statements by U.S. Representative Gwen Moore, Representative Mark Pocan, Scott Fitzgerald threw his lousy comments into the ring from his Republican point of view.
Yeah, might as well get on with it. What did Trump have to say about it?
Oh, do I want to go into what Donald Trump had to say?
You
well,
have to go through like the bulk of it, but just like a highlighted sentence that summarizes what he was trying to say.
Oh, I gotta bring it up again. Basically, he used his name calling and a lot, no class. Again, I don't even want to say what he said. It was just no class from Donald Trump. But now again, I have to chuckle a little bit, though. One Democrat that has indicated he's thinking about, a guy who had changed his registration to independent, now say, well, I might come back to be a Democrat, West Virginia Senator Joe Manchin. He's a 73-year-old guy, white guy. Huh. As we heard from our comments earlier, yep. I think there's an appetite for a change when it comes to the generational makeup of the folks running for president. And having Joe Manchin run for president would not be a 73-year-old, basically conservative Democrat who is not in lockstep with his party. the idea that he even is considering it, I think, is kind of silly. But he is going to consider it. We'll see. We'll see whether or not any other Democrats decide that they want to try to run a what would be a very quick campaign, because, again, the Democratic Party will be officially bestowing their nomination for President of the United States coming up next month in Chicago. And also the thing about it that Kamala Harris has that none of the other Democrats have is the infrastructure for a campaign based on what the Biden-Harris campaign has been doing for a long time.
That's
the
right.
Money that's been brought in, the folks that have been running offices around the country, again, that infrastructure is vitally important. And you, I think, can't underestimate that Kamala Harris here on day one is ready to run a campaign against Donald Trump. And that is something that anybody who thinks about jumping into this campaign needs to also be aware of before they decide to try to muck up the waters a little bit here in the next couple of weeks. The time is 9:48. Coming up next, we will have our daily history lesson. We will let you know about famous events that occurred on this date in history. We will talk a little celebrity birthdays and take a look at some of the events that are being acknowledged today and this week. And also, our number for the day quiz.
Yes.
We'll see if Ian Welsh can continue his hot streak of the last 2 weeks and get off to a good start this week. So that's coming up. Time is 9:48. Chad Holmes Show, Bow Falls Radio, 98.9 and 1230. Chad Holmes with you here on Bow Falls Radio, 98.9 and 1230. Real quickly before we go to our daily history lesson, 3 minutes ago, posted on X.com by Scott Bauer of the Associated Press, Wisconsin's top Democrats, including Tony Evers, Tammy Baldwin, Gwen Moore, Mark Pocan, Cavalier Johnson, and others, have endorsed Vice President Kamala Harris. Also, he posting that Wisconsin Democratic delegates held calls yesterday and are expected to announce unanimous support for Harris later today. That's the bottom line. Because when you get to Chicago and the Democratic National Convention, it does come down to delegate numbers. And again, it's going to be very difficult for anybody other than Kamala Harris to become the nominee based on the fact that these are still Joe Biden delegates. These are delegates that were elected as delegates of Joe Biden and to an extent of Kamala Harris. But I just think that anybody that looks at this race outside of Kamala Harris from the Democratic Party has got to realize that it would be a very, very uphill struggle. And ultimately, what would the end result be? And ultimately, what will it do in terms of either helping or hindering the Democratic Party in terms of defeating Donald Trump in November? So again, bottom line numbers, Wisconsin Democratic delegates, according to Scott Bauer of the Associated Press, held calls and are expected to announce unanimous support for Kamala Harris later today. Today, it is Monday, July the 22nd of 2024, day number 204 this year. There are 162 days remaining in this year. And some famous events have occurred on this date in history. As I said earlier, on this date in 1933, Wiley Post became the first person to fly solo around the world. We will have more on this coming up with our number for the day in just a few minutes. On this date in 1991, police in Milwaukee arrested serial killer Jeffrey Dahmer. On this date in 1994, O.J. Simpson pleaded not guilty to the slaying of his ex-wife Nicole and her friend Ronald Goldman. On this date in 2004, the September 11 Commission issued a report saying America's leaders failed to grasp the gravity of terrorist threats before the 9/11 attacks. On this date in 2012, sad day, as America's first female astronaut, Sally Ride, died of pancreatic cancer at the age of 61. On this date in 2019, the Marvel superhero film Avengers Endgame became the world's highest grossing film, overtaking Avatar and earning $2.9 billion.
A well-deserved win.
And on this date, 1 year ago today, box office results showed that the Barbie movie broke numerous records upon opening. Barbie grossed an estimated $155 million during its opening three-day domestic weekend. A few famous folks are celebrating their birthdays today. Actor Terrence Stamp is 86. Actor Danny Glover of the Lethal Weapon movies is 78. Don Henley, member of the Eagles and also a great solo career, turning 77 years old today. Also turning 77 is actor, comedian, director Albert Brooks. Wisconsin native and actor Willem Dafoe is 69. Played the Green Goblin in the Spider-Man films among his many, many film roles. Actor John Leguizamo is 64. Former Saturday Night Live cast member David Spade turning 60. Selena Gomez is 32. And Prince George of England is 11 years old today. And if you out there celebrating your birthday, happy birthday to you from all of us at Bow Falls Radio 98.9 and 1230. Some special events being acknowledged this week and today. It is Math Week. It is Tequila Week. It is Women in Baseball Week. It is BLT Sandwich Day. It is Hammock Day. It is Mango Day. It is Pie Approximation Day. And it is Summer Leisure Day.
Oh, yes.
All right. It is time for our Number for the Day quiz. And again, every day we wrap up our show by giving Ian Welsh a number for the day quiz. We give him three different choices. Based on the math, he should get one out of three correct. That's 33%. So every week, the line to cross is 33%.
Yes.
In the last 2 weeks, he has done outstanding. He did 80% 2 weeks ago, and he did 60% correct last week. So going to try to continue his hot ways and get off to a good start here today. All right. I mentioned earlier that on this date in 1933, 91 years ago today, Wiley Post became the first person to fly solo around the world. And he traveled 15,596 miles. All right. The number for the day is, how long did it take him to do this? How long did it take Wiley Post to become the first person to fly solo around the world in those 15,596 miles?
Okay, how long?
All right. Your choices are 4 days, 18 hours, and 45 minutes. That's A.
Okay.
B is 7 days, 18 hours, and 45 minutes. C is 10 days, 18 hours, and 45 minutes. So basically,
the same amount of hours and minutes.
The same are the 18 hours and 45 minutes.
Days are different.
The days are different.
So
A is
four days, seven days, or ten days.
And again, this was the first person to fly solo around the world, and it was a total of 15,596 miles.
Oh, okay. I'm going to take a shot here, but my math is right. I'm not sure it is, but I'm going to say it probably took about 7 days. I'm going to go with a B. I'm going to say it took about 7 days to travel 15, well, close to 16,000 miles around the world.
Okay.
Final answer B.
Okay. The correct answer is 7 days, 18 hours, and 45 minutes. So
nice.
One for one.
Man.
Coming up tomorrow, Kyle Kilborn, candidate on the Democratic side for the 7th Congressional District. We'll have his Democratic challenger, Elsa Duranzo, coming up on Wednesday. So, again, tomorrow, one of the candidates, Kyle Kilborn, and then on Wednesday, Elsa Duranzo, the other candidate for the 7th Congressional District. Ian, have a great rest of your day.
You too, Chad. Happy Monday, everybody.
We'll talk to you tomorrow here on WXCO.